Victoria Gimza was one of more than a dozen people who hosted house parties in the Madison area last night to talk about the movie and how to use it to defeat George Bush in the November election. As her living room filled up, a map of the United States on her computer screen also filled up with hundreds of little white dots. They indicated the number of house parties across the country logged on for this virtual political party. The house parties were the brainchild of the online anti-Bush group MoveOn.org. The goal was to use a live online speech from Michael Moore to generate grassroots get-out-the-vote activities throughout the summer.
Documentary filmmaker of our time. It's my privilege to present to you Fahrenheit 9/11 creator and regular guy from Flint, Michigan, Michael Moore.
Moore used his speech last night to call for an enthusiastic voter registration drive.
Let's give that 62% of the country, that's the majority, the women, blacks, and Hispanic of this country, a reason to come out, to be excited and thrilled.
The movie itself was a political action inspiration for Sherry Wacholtz, a veteran of the McGovern for President campaign.
When I left the theater, it was too late to call people then, but I couldn't wait to brainstorm about what next. From this gathering tonight, we've all got assignments, which is the kind of political meeting I like to go to, where you leave with a plan.
The plan that came out of last night's party was a straightforward one.
Contact five people who haven't voted before and give them information, encouragement, and be persistent.
Persistent is exactly what Julie Crego of Madison plans to be with a member of her family now that she's seen the movie.
I'm going to tell my little sister who lives in Florida, who is a Republican, to get her butt to this movie and see if she still feels that way afterward.
There was one Republican at last night's party, 73-year-old Carol Mackey.
A lifelong Republican.
Really?
Who cannot stand the lies that George Bush has given us over the last year. Why we're at war in Iraq when the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are in Afghanistan is beyond my comprehension.
That's a theme Michael Moore hammers away at in the movie, and political science professor Paula Mohan says she thinks it could help change the minds of some of her students at UW-Whitewater, including some who've just completed tours of duty as soldiers in Iraq.
I think if there's a way that he can articulate, that Moore can articulate a new kind of political vision as opposed to this kind of patriotism, America right or wrong, then that's going to help them. Because my students are unabashedly Bush supporters, even after they go over to Iraq.
But it's the way U.S. soldiers are portrayed in the movie that is also generating a significant backlash. There are many interviews with soldiers who say they're disillusioned and angry about the progress of the war. Howard Kaloujian of the group Move America Forward fears the film will create a Vietnam syndrome and a decline in public support for the troops. He's launched a website dedicated to discrediting the film. He says Moore has twisted the facts and the film is not a true documentary.
It is not a piece of fair and balanced journalism. It is an op-ed piece, which is fine. He can have an opinion. As long as people know it's only one man's opinion.
But if the thousands of people who attended the MoveOn.org house parties last night are any indication, then Michael Moore's opinion has a substantial following. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.